Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sweet baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, and it's happy anniversary time. That's right. As you know, this is my anniversary week, and I'm just a little bit extra obnoxious, as scary as that may be, this week every year, because I'm so excited about accomplishing another year as a small business owner, surviving another year, right, folks? I see you're nodding your heads out there. Of course you know that. Every new milestone for a small business is a great thing to celebrate, and I hope you're celebrating your milestones too. And I'm doing it. I'm celebrating it today in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm up here working with a couple of great chambers of commerce, the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce, and also the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce, and also Cox Business. Three organizations that have put together a great program for small business today, and I'm going to be speaking to them later today. And they've asked me to come up here, and so I brought my show with Cleveland, by the way. So I want to introduce you to Ross Nelson. Ross is Director of Sales at Cox Business. He's going to tell us about what's going on today and why it's a big deal to his company. Ross, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you. Good to have you here, Ross. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for inviting me up here to work with your group, but especially the Chambers of Commerce. I love Chambers of Commerce, Ross.
Yeah, so do we. We're actively involved in the Chambers of Commerce in the Cleveland area and across the country where our Cox Business folks are located. And this is our fifth year hosting this luncheon that you're going to be going to.
Congratulations, another milestone.
Another milestone, right. So it's it's definitely a partnership with Cox Business and Bloomberg and the Rocky River and Lakewood Chambers.
Yep.
The chambers are definitely in our heart. You know, it's really where the small businesses go, and we can be strong advocates for them. And that's really the way we're successful, is if we can make small business successful, then we become successful. So it's
And thank you for bringing up the Bloomberg. I know they're a good partner with you guys, making these things happen every year. And the good folks over there, Dave Nagarauzel is the folks the guy that we work with up here. So, Ross, talk to us a little. Tell the folks a little bit about Cox Business.
So, Cox Business is the commercial side of Cox Communications, and we're probably the foremost, or we were the first cable company, if you will, to get into the telecommunications on the business side. And today, we're about a $1.6 billion business, and we've got locations from California to Florida, through Oklahoma, Phoenix, and up and through New England. So, we really stretch across the country, and today we have over 300,000 customers, more than a million phone lines.
Wow.
And we've won the J.D. Power Award for Small Mid-Sized Business Data Service.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So really our niche really is the mid-sized and small business. And as you know, in a Rocky River Lakewood area, you know, most of the businesses that you look up and down the street are small businesses. Right?
That's exactly right.
So those are the businesses we really hone in on, and I think we've got a lot of services that really help them. And, you know, it sounds like a cliche to say we can make you more productive and you know, more cost-effective.
It's not a cliche if it's true and if you can do it, Ross.
That's right. You know, I mean, you look at one of the biggest concerns that small business owners have is their data, their customer base.
Right, right.
Right? And if you look at a catastrophic data loss, how many percent of businesses never reopen? It's just over 40%. So we've got services that, you know, offsite storage and security that can help them. And that's where we say that we make you more productive, or at least store and secure what you currently have.
Well, the way people do business in the 21st century, in what I call the age of the customer, Ross, is so much different than it was years ago. Small business owners are increasingly realizing that the communication part of their business has to become a discipline, something that they're paying attention to. It's not just, okay, yeah, the phone line work the phone lines work. It's a there's so much more. As you said, you got data, you got backup, all the different things. You got connected with customers in so many different ways. All of that is really critical. And any small business owner that's not paying attention to that, Ross, I say, is a dinosaur waiting to become extinct.
Well, right. The way we approach it is telecommunications is not an expense to be managed. It's a competitive advantage to be leveraged.
No question.
Right? So some of the services we have, voice services, can you imagine you're up in the Lake Erie area and you get a big snowstorm, a blizzard comes in, you can't get to your office. How do you answer your phones when you can't get to your office?
Mm-hmm.
But if you can go online, reroute your phone to your office at home or to your cell phone or to multiple people in the business, your business keeps going even though there's nobody in the office.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, this is the kind of capability that people have right now. And sadly, I know this is part of your job, Ross. Sadly, a lot of small business owners don't know about this, but it's not because it's not knowable. It's just that they're not paying attention.
Well, you know what? It's not their expertise. Running their business is their expertise. And that's where we try to become their partner. It's our responsibility to know that for them. It's just a matter of...
That's what I meant a minute ago when I said communication has to become a management discipline.
Right.
Even though, as you say, it's not their expertise, it's got to become their expertise. It's not their expertise to make payroll either, but they know they've got to do it, and they've got to do it right. Communication has to become that kind of a discipline, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. You know, some of the other things that we're trying to do to support small business, we launched a website, a social media called CoxBlue.com back in May of 2012. And on it, there's a bunch of, there's like 30 social media and marketing and strategy leaders on there. There's blogs and real-time information that support small business. So it's a place that they can go and find a lot of information in one place.
Right, right. Well, and that's CoxBlue.com?
CoxBlue.com. And there's free training, development, resources for entrepreneurs. We also support, the chambers, as we talked about, but out in the Cleveland area, there's an organization called COSE, the Council of Small Enterprises.
Steve Millard's group, I know him well.
We've been working with them for years and trying to get the message out, and we do some recognition events for CIOs and CFOs and some small business teams. So it's a lot of the grassroots stuff to support small business.
Ross, I've got to wrap it up. We've run out of time, but I'm glad you're here. Thank you for your support. Thanks for working with the good folks at Bloomberg and the different chambers of commerce to present these programs to small business owners. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah. And thank you for coming up today. The event's sold out, and we really appreciate your support.
It's a sold-out event. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Ross. Ross
Nelson.
All right,
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, with Cox Business, CoxBlue.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.